Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're a crab diver, aren't you?
No. Was that college?
No.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Man. Mitch, listen, I want a t-shirt of that by Monday morning.
And James Strebel.
On
ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, Donovan's not 100% right now. He's got paper mache ankles, but he's getting it done. But without Mike Conley, he's the only playmaker on the court. Like, this is not a, like, I... This is not a get Donnie help
right.
take. I really like the Jazz roster.
I love that. It is good. Paper mache ankles. All right, so we're hanging out. 5 o'clock hour. Bonus hour coming your way next year on ESPN 680-1057. The 5 o'clock hour presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. They are delivering right now. Cox'sLouisville.com. All the different locations all over the great city of Louisville. The two I need to find out. I was down in New Louvre. The third one's open. Evergreen Liquors. Oh. They got that great craft beer selection. And they got you covered as well. Any wines, beer, spirits, those premium cigars, they got you covered at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Again, Cox'sLouisville.com. Mitch and Jason Entz are battling behind the scenes.
Big time.
On who won money in the France-Germany soccer match this afternoon. That is a sentence that I uttered at 5:01. So we will get to that. I mean... They're going back and forth.
They are. It's turned into a full feud. Full on feud, which we like.
Which is exactly what we like. Yeah. We've talked about Reed Shepard. We've talked about Strebel's marriage today.
You know,
we've done that.
Yeah.
We had John Sumrall on from Kentucky, the linebacker coach there. We talked with him about Jacquez Jones and much more. He thanked us.
He did.
That was great sound that we will, I'm sure, dive into here over the next hour or so.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. I wanted to bring this up with you. I think Louisville fans are good with this. My sense is Louisville fans like this. My sense on the Kentucky side is I don't know. Mm-hmm. And that is this. Pete Thamel put out there a couple hours ago, as leagues prepare to discuss the 12-team playoff, the fate of divisions will be in the crosshairs. With more at-large bids at stake, leagues may find more urgency to put their two best teams in the league title game. Expect leagues to make a deep dive on the potential impact. There's multiple scenarios to consider. Could a league's top-ranked team get upset by an 8-4 team and end up with the league getting shut out of the college football playoff? Also, could an upset allow two teams in the league to get in, much like the Clemson-Notre Dame scenario from this divisionless season? Listen, Louisville fans, I could spin it to you that and say, what, you don't want to play Clemson? And the answer is... You could get away with not playing Clemson every year and you could live. Last year, you lived. Last year, one of the things that was alarming about Satterfield is he didn't have to play Clemson. He didn't have to play North Carolina. He played Virginia Tech that had a guy that couldn't throw, and he didn't have to play Kentucky, in which he would have been an underdog.
Yeah.
And so this year, I have been on record what I think of their schedule, but I think Louisville fans are all in on this.
They loved it last year.
Well, I think no divisions in the ACC. And for the most part, I'm with the no divisions. I feel like the only time, and this is just me, that I pay attention to divisions, or I feel like that I know, like right now, if I ask you guys, does the Big 12 have two divisions?
Wow, that's a great question.
I don't think the Big Ten does. What are the teams in them? Like, if I ask you, but in the SEC, I feel like everybody knows.
I think with the SECs, it's a different beast. Like, they're they're so traditional anyway about their
BS.
Football.
I don't care about that.
I'm just saying it would be hard for them to get away from their divisions.
I don't disagree with that, but Greg Sankey is one of those pushing college football playoff expansion and going to 12 and not going to the end of the contract of 4 is also kicking in the teeth any tradition of college football. And it benefits, of course, the SEC because you know they're going to get 3 teams every year, and you know we're going to have that conversation of the 4th team, and you know that is going to be the case. So I'm asking, I don't know what the answer here is other than I think Louisville fans are all in. I don't know what Kentucky fans think.
I think that I'm not a fan of it because, I mean.
You're not a fan of what? Getting
away from the division.
Why is that?
Because
you're scared of the West.
No, it's not because I'm scared of the West. It's because it's been such a hard climb even to be relevant in the East. Then when you throw all the rest of the teams in there, it becomes even that much more difficult for Kentucky. When you talk about, and when Bozich talked about last Thursday, Kentucky being the one area team that he thinks has an advantage breaking into the 12, that would totally take that away from Kentucky, in my opinion. Because maybe it is something about the West, because how many times have gas bags all over the country in the summer had the conversation, is the SEC West the best conference in college football?
And more times than not, it is.
And the SEC loves that. They love that being a topic. They love that being a discussion, that one of the divisions is so heavy and so strong and so good that it's basically looked at as a conference of its own.
Okay, but let me ask you this then, and I don't disagree with you. Alabama goes undefeated. A&M loses maybe one or two games. One of them's to Alabama, and a lesser team, a 9-3 Florida team, goes to the SEC championship. We don't know if that's going to hurt A&M. Like, we don't know. A&M's not playing that extra game.
Sure.
My opinion would be you have 12 teams, they're getting in.
Yeah, I think A&M would be fine in that scenario.
So A&M in that scenario. Now, if you got to a 2-loss team, I still feel like an A&M or an LSU or fill-in-the-blank team,
10-2.
Florida, whatever it may be, a 10-2 team, whether coming from the East or the West, that doesn't make the SEC championship game, will be a top 12 team in the country.
That's how I look at it. And the ACC's in a different boat than that. Well, they don't have that luxury.
Understandable, but here's the thing. I still don't truly know how this affects a college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think it makes sense to do away with this if you're a Louisville fan, or not even a Louisville fan. I think doing away with it is the right answer.
Right.
Okay, the SEC, that rhetoric is going to be different. We've established that, and we know that, but I don't know about how changing all of that. I don't know how that directly affects the college football playoff. And they're trying to foretell the future here.
Right.
And I don't think that's fair, because I think with 12 teams, or I should say the right thing to do, with 12 teams, we don't know what the reaction is going to be. We don't know if it's just going to end up being the final teams are going to be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and if there's a fifth team, Georgia, that you want to throw in. And there's 5 or 6 teams. Everyone seems to be under this understanding. You're going to let Central Florida in. You're going to let these 2 or 3 lost SEC teams in, or whatever it may be. And you're going to build, Pac-12 gets in. You're going to build a bunch of upsets with the 12 and the 5. And I don't know if that's – I don't know. That may happen on the surface there. But you're asking me, you know, is it going to be different teams? I would say no, it's not going to be different teams.
And the SEC is going to be fine. They're going to get theirs. They're going to, as like Calipari likes to say, Kentucky eats first. The SEC is going to eat first. And they're going to get whatever positive accolades that come with having this 12-team playoff. They're going to get 3 teams in. They're going to get, in some years, 4 teams in. It's going to piss everybody off, and the SEC is going to be able to hold their heads above everybody and laugh at them like they always do. I don't think it matters. For the SEC, I don't think it matters, because they're going to get in who they want to get in anyway. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt. They're going to get 2 lost teams that are going to be favored over 2 lost teams in the SEC or the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, whatever you want to throw in there. The SEC is going to be fine.
Understandable, but what about seeding? What if you do have a 3 loss team from the East beat Alabama? Now Alabama is not. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it even matters. I was just reading that Pete Thamel put that out. People seem to care about those sorts of things.
I think it matters to other conferences more than it matters to the SEC. I think the SEC is very comfortable.
What should Kentucky
confident
fans want?
the divisions. That's why I said Kentucky fans should want the divisions. The more chances they have with less teams to climb up that ladder,
Kentucky,
the better.
Kentucky needs to be scared of the West.
They are scared of the West. Okay. How are they not scared of the West?
No, I'm saying I'm saying that's the point here, is you want to make sure you get Vandy every year, Missouri, who you think you're better than, South Carolina. What I don't like with the SEC is the is it Ole Miss or Mississippi State that they have the crossover game
it's
every
Mississippi
year?
State.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah,
that's
Mississippi
what I don't,
State
that's
every
what
year.
I, that's what I don't like. I need more rotation there.
Well, Louisville's in the same situation in the ACC.
Their
crossover is Virginia.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about being scared of the West. I mean, the only teams Louisville should be scared of is Clemson.
We know the truth with that. Right now, Louisville football is behind. You know, some people, Wake Forest. I mean, we can go a number of teams where they are. Texas says, Donkey Lips quotes Rick Bozich but didn't mention it in the quickies over the weekend.
I dropped the ball on that. I've already made my mea culpa. I'll apologize to Bozich himself on Thursday. I will. I'll apologize in person.
Texas says the Jazz need to get Donovan some help.
I mean, the Jazz are going to lose that series.
Michael Conley dead? I have no idea where Michael Conley's at.
Yeah, I mean, he's not playing. Then you got today, Kyrie Irving and James Harden aren't playing.
Harden might play tonight.
He might play tonight. Okay, that's an update.
I think he's going to play.
He is going to play. Okay, so you got
What kind of action do you have tonight? What kind of bets do you have?
NBA.
Yeah, what kind of bets do you have after you just won your big bet this afternoon?
There's just one game tonight, right? Nets and Bucks.
Yeah, but you got baseball.
What do you have tonight?
Nothing as of now.
Oh, I'm thinking about money.
I'm thinking about going with Strebel and betting the Clippers to win the series.
I think that's the safe bet. I think Clippers are
going
to win.
You're going to Strebel? I don't know. Yeah. Where did that come from?
I don't think the Jazz are going to win another game. I think Clips win in six, 4-2.
Okay. The other thing, are you battling while you're listening? I keep getting texts that Entz is real deal mad is what I'm being told. Your battle with Entz right now. That he's not happy.
There more going on behind the scenes?
I'm not battling him anymore, no.
Okay.
It's funny that he's mad, though.
Texas says Kentucky fans want divisions because they don't have real expectations.
I think they have expectations, but they understand that those expectations are met easier if they only have to go through Georgia and Florida realistically. I know you throw Missouri in there or whatever, but those are really the two teams. Now, when you add Florida, Georgia, Alabama, A&M, LSU, now you're really behind the eight ball.
But you're that anyway.
But again, more realistic.
So you think you being third or fourth in the East looks better than being eighth in the entire SEC?
Yeah. When you break it down like that.
It's the same thing.
But when you break it down division, it looks better. It doesn't. When you say we were third in the East.
Does it look better?
Yes. 100% it does.
Oh, see, to me, it doesn't look better at all.
I think it does look better.
Really?
Kentucky, yes. You know Kentucky fans, what they're going to do if they're third in the East. You know, it's better saying we're third in the East.
But that would be
only behind Georgia and Florida.
What would that be if that was like sixth in the SEC?
It still wouldn't be good.
All right.
But I'm just saying, like, aesthetically, it looks better than when you're saying, like, yeah, we're behind all these other teams and Georgia and Florida. If you just say, well, we're just behind Georgia and Florida this year.
That's what you do in recruiting.
Yeah. But now they're top 15 for the moment. That won't last.
Texas says, you guys see Michael Bennett say that soccer wasn't a real professional sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Entz told him to shut the bleep up.
It's like, man, shut the bleep up.
Just the tip being a money buy host at 1080.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I can really tell.
I wish we could put out a poll for like one specific person. Because I just want to ask Entz this.
Okay.
If he could punch anyone in the face right now, would it be me, Michael Bennett, just the tip, or this Taylor Twellman guy
that he's so
obsessed about that covers soccer for ESPN? If you could punch one of those people in the face right now.
Just like blank. They're miserable. Just watch the soccer.
Just be happy about it.
Who cares about what Taylor Twellman thinks?
Just enjoy being up two units. On the day, give yourself a little pat on the back.
$20.
Give yourself a little pat on the back.
Get a little cat.
And just call it a day. Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Well, some meow mix.
Get a little meow mix and call it a day.
That's like when I can't believe they got Dick Vitale on this game.
And you ever played the tuna trick?
What is that laugh? That's the most dry laugh I've ever heard.
It does. It sounds like you just smoked.
Yeah, it sounds like,
it sounds like you just took a draw off a big ass heater.
Is that the same as the peanut butter trick with the dog?
So stupid. Texas says, did you guys know Haley Van Lith is projected as the number one college athlete for the amount of money in name, image, and likeness? Listen, no offense. I don't need that text cluttering me. I don't need it. That to me.
That's not a discussion you want to have?
Yeah, that to me, that can go to another show, no offense.
Yeah.
As we talked about Jalen Suggs and Haley Van Lith.
They're doing kissy face on
is Nick Curran
TikTok.
Invited to that that wedding? If they got married, is Nick Curran there? Does he announce the wedding party?
No.
Corey Kispert. Well, I'm trying to think. Is that his name?
Timmy. Yeah, Corey Kispert.
Yeah, Corey Kispert.
Yeah, who else is on that? Oh, there's a former Florida player on that team, too.
Chet Holmgren.
Even
though they're different years and they never played.
They went to the same high school. He's definitely invited to the wedding, yeah.
There you go. I would love if Nick Curran was invited to that wedding, though. Jeff Walls speaks on behalf.
Of course.
You know what, Haley? Can you throw Nick Curran an invite?
Just give him an invite. He doesn't have to be at the head table. He can be over with the fifth cousins that just got invited just because.
Just give him an invitation, Haley.
Texas says, to be fair, Twelman is an ass.
I don't know who this guy is. I have no idea. No idea. They're mad about
Texas him. Says, Donnie Mitchell needs help. If you don't agree with that, you can kiss my ass.
Here's the thing.
It's always
here's the
an
thing.
Excuse with Donnie.
When the Jazz were winning, no one was talking about Mike Conley being out. Oh, no one was talking about Donovan Mitchell's ankles. Now they lose, and all of a sudden, his ankles are paper mache.
They need Mike Conley.
Come on.
They
need Mike Conley. What's going on here? I mean, it's just.
I think you're reaching on this.
I disagree. I think Mitch is right on.
It's
He's right.
It's just a typical Louisville reaction.
They can't ever lose. It's always an excuse.
Yes.
It's always an excuse they lose.
Let's pivot to this. Mitch, tell Strebel your idea. Mitch approached me at 10 o'clock this morning with this idea, and it is funny. 437-9680. Go ahead.
So I've noticed not a lot of Donnie content on my timeline lately. He's been doing great. Like, he's been scoring a bunch of points. He's just been losing games.
Again, Giannis out of the game. Giannis doesn't get the ball in big moments. Ben Simmons last night goes to the bench in the biggest moments as the Sixers are down. Thank you for shaking your head. Yes, you didn't watch any of that.
I did watch it.
Okay. Yeah. But
I know Ben Simmons can't shoot, so yeah, you take him off the floor in that situation. Can't shoot from the field, can't shoot free throws.
No, he can't. Yeah. All right, so continue, Mitch.
So I'm like, who can I attack about Donovan Mitchell today? I'm scrolling through State of Louisville's Twitter. I'm scrolling through Biggest Biscuit's Twitter. I'm scrolling through Blankenbaker's Twitter. Not seeing a whole lot of Donnie content.
Ennis, you look Ennis's Twitter
page? I look at Ennis's
Twitter.
He went to Twitter.
Bed.
Ennis didn't send me a snarky tweet in the middle of the game.
Yeah, he puts on for Donnie a lot.
Yeah, not a whole lot of action on Twitter.com last night. And I was like, you know what, who we haven't heard from in a while? Our friends at Big Red Louie.
Oh, yeah.
They all went to the State of Louisville blog.
Yeah, but right. Big Red Louie still exists.
Okay.
It does. A guy DM'd us and was like, I heard you mention Big Red Louie.
Yeah.
I don't live in Louisville, but, you know, he said something like, all right.
I was like, let me look on their profile. What have they been talking about? They haven't tweeted since March. I was like, I was like, yeah, I was concerned.
That's the Virginia
game,
right? The Louisville Virginia
game.
Yeah,
so I went to their site, same thing. They haven't put an article since March. So I think Big Red Louie's just sitting there unoccupied.
It's dead.
Yeah,
it needs an owner.
It's just an abandoned ship out in the middle of the ocean, and it needs a captain. I want to be that captain.
You can be that captain, Mitch. That's fan-sided, right? They're fan-sided.
Yes. So we got to figure out who we got to reach out to, and I want to run Big Red Louie.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I would love to see Mitchell Hannigan running a Louisville blog.
But what?
Blog.
What did you say? Blog.
A Louisville blog. Yeah,
blog.
I said bog. Can we think of anyone better than me, though? That's my only question.
Well, in what way? You're
going to be negative and snarky.
You're good because you are who you are.
Right.
I mean, are there bigger Louisville fans?
I would have posted about the Coach Coop thing. I will have posted.
It. Mitch, they haven't posted in 3 months or whatever. A lot of things have happened in Louisville. They didn't make the tournament. Multiple assistants got fired. Multiple assistants got hired. Dino Gaudio extorted the program. They offered Reed Shepard and 900 different kids. They got a bunch of different recruits.
Yeah,
they got a bunch of different.
I just don't think anyone's running it. Like I just think
no
this is an abandoned
anything.
Ship out
right.
in the middle
I
of the ocean.
It's floating in the internet. It's floating in the internet. That's all it's doing right now. It needs a captain.
Well, I don't know how we get a hold of someone at FanSided. I have no idea.
I'm sure there's a way.
Yeah, but Mitch, there's going to be a standard here would be my thing.
They're going to tell you how many articles you need to post per month.
No, per week.
Yeah, per week. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot. I mean, you're going to have to work on it. Now, I don't know if you'll get
teammate involved.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Oh, T-Scam.
Who would you like to get involved to do this? T-Scam's a Kentucky fan, is he not?
No, he's Louisville.
Yeah,
oh, is
T-Scam
he?
Okay. On that. Yeah, you
could Streamer, would you be interested in leaving a sea of blue?
It's a great point.
No.
Come on.
I know. Man, it would
be
funny.
Want him to be your teammate, Mitch?
I mean, it would be like the most hated Louisville blog because instead of Donnie needs help, he'd Donnie choked again.
I'm sure.
I mean, what do you think I'm going to do?
That's what it would be.
I'm going to write the articles you never write. I'm going to ask the tough questions about Louisville athletics.
I think you should. I think it's a good idea. Yeah,
you don't want him to be your teammate, Mitch. He's going to give you one watered-down, copy-and-pasted, stolen content, made at 7:30 in the morning before a full day of 9-year-old baseball.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you're going to get from him. Yeah. You're not going to get the article after the game, Donnie choked. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get anything.
I was thinking three player profiles in the past 3 days.
I was thinking maybe also process.
Process
maybe process gets involved.
Process is so scared. I'm erasing Process's number.
You're gonna erase his number.
I think so. Or I'm gonna block him or something.
Really?
I mean, just today. Today.
What did you do today?
He had 7 or 8 things where I'm like, come on, Process, jump in. This is your moment. Nothing.
He decided to. I'm looking up trivia questions right now. I can't do that.
Nothing. What did Diener scold him over? By the way,
Diener scolded Process. Ooh.
It's on my sound sheet. That's it. That's all I know.
Oh, you want to play the sound? But we need to think of more guys that I can get involved in Big Red Louie with. I want to be the face of Big Red Louie.
Nick would write an article. It'd be 3 games late.
Yeah, like they just finished playing Florida State. We'll talk about the NC State game.
Has anyone wrote a think piece on Shoney Schimmel getting arrested? We got to hear that Biscuit song. The tale of two Schimmels.
I'm told.
Dude, it was a haymaker today. I almost fell in the shower when I heard it.
I'm cringy just thinking about this sound. I mean, I know what Biscuit thinks of her, and this is a big deal.
Well, Biscuit named his dog after Shoney
Schimmel.
That's
what I'm saying. I know how he feels about Shoney Schimmel.
He has a haymaker,
is
it not?
One of his heroes busted.
Like, he's got to change the name of the dog, right?
Haley. Van Lith. Little Van Lith.
Oh, okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know.
I don't think it's a bad thing for you to say.
Yeah.
What if I steal other blog writers from different what if I steal Biscuit from Crunch Zone?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
That would be
what
great.
If I steal Michael McCam from Cardinal Authority?
That's a hell of a sentence there.
What if I steal Keith Wynn from Card Chronicle?
There you go.
Steal all these blog writers and create a super blog with Big Red Louie?
Well, why don't you do Big Red Louie and then incorporate Jeff Greer's Floyd Street's Finest? You guys could team up.
Is Keith Wynn coming to the game tomorrow? Because the Gasback softball team is playing tomorrow. But
it might be shorthanded.
Greer can't make it because of Lou City.
Oh.
Jack Grossman can't make it because of Lou City.
Yeah.
And there was another guy or two in there.
Yeah, there's a couple other people who can't make it for other reasons.
Yeah.
Sounds like maybe Process and Ince have to put on a glove.
Process wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Wearing jeans that are torn at the bottom because he's a grunger.
Yeah. Maybe those two guys could put on a mitt and get out there and, catch some balls.
Little mitt?
Little mitt.
Maybe you could bring your mitt. Bring your wife's mitt. They could use that.
No.
No?
No, we're good. No.
Would Kellen be interested in joining a blog? Be good practice for him.
He could. Yeah, absolutely, he could.
Texas says lock.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That's a great answer. You'd be
I'd give lock like the Saturday quickies.
and Locke would be the positive Cardinal coverage.
Oh, Louisville, yeah.
He'd
Louisville
be Louisville Locke.
That'd
love
be fantastic.
It. Yeah, actually, he would. He'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's below me.
Texas says he's on Spectrum. Texas says ticket scam in Mitch Callaway County, Louisville fan. Writing for Big Red Louie, I would not need Hightower Men's Clinic injected into me with that.
See, T-Scam's a great, that's a great one. That's a really good one. Absolutely. You
Texas says,
podcast on there.
Did Mitch or his family wish Trump a happy birthday?
Is his birthday today?
I had no idea.
I had no idea either.
Me neither.
There you go.
Texas says, Ennis needs a Twitter intervention. What's Ennis done?
What's he
I think Ennis
about?
Has been rather fine lately.
Well,
honestly.
He and Roush did battle yesterday.
But that's normal.
That's normal.
A Monday.
That's off-season football stuff. Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, you're right.
Texas says, tuned in late. Did you guys talk about Van Lith dating Jalen Suggs? We did in the 4 o'clock hour.
We absolutely did. Yes, it's been covered.
So you guys don't have enough players for the softball team? Like, legit?
I think we might have 9. Yeah.
You guys would be smoked, aren't you?
Yeah, first game in like 3 weeks, yeah.
What do you think? Yeah, 9:15, that game's going to be over by 9:30.
You got that bat, though.
You'd be over, yeah, that you paid for. You're never going to use.
Super excited. Now I'm not.
Texas says Locke would use a pen name. What would Locke's pen name be on Big Red Louie? 4379680.
That's a great question.
Texas says, Process seems like the guy that stands in the corner and watches James and the Mitt. I would agree with that.
It's uncomfortable. No, I don't like spectators.
You're just making noises.
I just don't like the spectator thing. No.
What do you mean the spectator thing?
You know what I mean.
How do you know if you haven't
crossing
tried?
That off my
Are
list?
Are you saying you've tried that?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I have not, and I would not. No, not interested.
Mitch, go ahead and Diener scolded Process. Let's hear that real quick.
Look, I agree it's not the end of the world, but I still think it's significant. I'm actually with Mitch Hannigan a little bit. The misspelling on the flyer bother me maybe
way more.
Maybe more at the end of the day.
Indefensible, right?
Because that stuff really gets under my skin. It's awful.
I'm not going. If I see that, I'm not going to that place.
Yeah.
I said it.
Stop.
No, I said it. I said it yesterday.
Did you say it with your feet kicked up on the window, by the way?
I did.
Okay. Never do radio like that again. I never want to see a Nike swoosh on the window with Process laying down his head below his feet doing radio. I can't deal.
Diener's the grammar guy too. I figured that would bother him. He's always correcting grammar.
I wish I cared more about that. I really do.
It's funny.
What else are we gonna play? Biscuit and the Tale of Two Schimmels. Go ahead.
Please, yes.
It's funny, like it's not funny, but the Tale of Two Schimmels, like Jude is this. She's an author. She's an advocate for Native American communities. I think she met Obama when he was in office. Like she's done a lot of advocacy, and mm-hmm. she's been really successful. And then Shoney just kind of dropped off the map. And they have a younger sister that plays at Cincinnati, Milan. So I don't know.
Yeah, again,
it's sad, man. Yeah. You never want to see that, you know. And no, I'm not changing the name of my dog.
You know a lot about the Schimmel. Family,
that's
man.
The
that's
weirdest
kinda
sound.
Strange.
That's the weirdest sound we've played in a long time. That is just the weirdest.
That was weirder than
and
I thought
Diener
it was gonna
be. Diener didn't know where to go with that. Poor Diener's just sitting there, like not knowing the Biscuit is going to give that much information.
He has and all the stats.
It is sad, and Biscuit trails off because he's sad.
He is sad. He's very sad.
The namesake of his puppy.
Can we play his other Biscuit sound?
Yeah, go ahead. What else?
He's
we
a new starter. I don't know. We'll see if he's the starting quarterback at Rice. They had to have said some kind of a.
Well, if not, he'll be somewhere else in about 4 days.
In about 4 days. Yeah.
Right.
Until he actually enrolls, he can transfer. And it's still going to be his free transfer, right? I mean, until he enrolls, like, it doesn't even count as a free transfer, I feel like.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? I mean,
I think so. I mean,
if we're translating the old transfer rules into the new, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's too much to handle. I don't know how many different schools you can unpack your bags at before they.
right. We'll let you.
God bless him. I hope he finds a place that'll let him play.
Way to take the high road. Good for you.
Yeah.
I don't don't like that, Biscuit. Crush him. Call him names. Call him a loser.
I think Process wins the sound. He's like, oh, whoa. Yeah, yeah. Good for you taking the high road, Biscuit.
The spectator thing. I can't even look at the text line
sure
right
filthy.
Now.
Yeah.
I can't. It is.
It's filthy.
You
yeah.
did it to yourself. By the way, Lexington, Lex 18 put out a Little League championship game in Eastern Kentucky. Took a turn after videos posted to Facebook show adults fighting each other.
That's ridiculous. I hate.
Has that ever happened
that.
In New Albany? I'd
no,
love to see
no,
that.
No,
I'd love to see
no,
that.
It's not happened.
Look at these meatheads.
I mean, it's idiots. It's how are these kids like 8, 9 years
know.
Old? And
they're brawling.
Yeah, parents brawling. You get a life. Don't be involved in sports. If that's how you're gonna act in a children's Little League game, get the hell out of here. Don't go to the freaking games. That pisses me off.
Oh,
I hate
goodness.
That stuff.
Okay, thank you. I mean, you're right. It's the easiest take to have, but you're right.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, come on. There had to be a father at some of your kids' games that your wife said, would you tell him to pipe down?
No,
like,
nothing.
There hasn't been. There hasn't been one father or mother that's been out of line.
Not once.
That's stunning.
Not once.
Really?
100%.
On either team.
On either team. We've not
that's
had anything.
Stunning.
Well, because we know how to conduct ourselves and act like human beings.
Yeah, but
animals.
I mean, the odds would be that there would be a brush up somewhere.
There wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. We actually have intelligent people associated
okay.
with our team.
Well, there you go.
We're not dummies from where? Eastern Kentucky.
You settle down.
I'm just saying that people are just
Eastern Kentucky.
Dummies. Just wherever. I don't care where.
Well, they don't have to be in Eastern Kentucky
they don't
to
be
dummies.
To be. No,
they're just
don't.
Dummies.
They're just dummies, period.
They're just dummies.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Trivia. Was it rigged? We discuss next. All right, guys, the Hightower Men's Clinic. The text line mentioned them, so here we go. We give you a read right now. HightowerMens.com. Guys, if you are struggling with anything, male sexual health, they are here to help you. They've been doing so for decades in this area. You can schedule that free consultation right now. If you have ED or PD, don't be embarrassed. Don't live with it. You don't have to. 690-2800. That's the phone number. HightowerMens.com. Find out more about their FDA-approved pulse wave therapy. No drugs, no needles, all natural, non-invasive. Get your life back and have them help you today at the Hightower Men's Clinic. Again, 502-690-2800 or online, HightowerMens.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, I bet if it was Lexington City FC, Strebel would follow him.
I don't watch any soccer at all. I hate it. It's the dumbest sport.
And James Strebel.
I'd rather watch cricket. I'd rather watch curling. I'd rather watch gymnastics. Soccer's a bum sport for bum fans.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I mean, you sound like Just the Tip.
Advocating to do away with Louisville FC like he is, I think it's a fine thing. People are having a good time. Let them have fun. It's just not my thing. I don't care about it, but other people do. There you go.
By the way, I was, that's how, that's the worst sound you have, by the way.
You think so?
That's the only sound that I cringe at.
Really?
Right there.
I said a lot of really
questionable
things.
Well, not only because we're
things.
Partners with Lou City, just because you sound stupid on that one. It's not right. a good look. Yeah. Anyway.
I like it.
Here we go. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I was sent this by the text line.
Okay.
Little Instagram here.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah. All I'm right. always ready for a little Instagram.
Little Instagram. Thought you might like that.
Who's that? B. Josie's. Oh, it's B. Baker. Who's B. Baker?
Let me give you another one
I like
here.
B. Baker. She's in the lounging in the water, and she used a lyric from an old 80s song by The Outfield.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, Josie's on a vacation far away, yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch on here. I mean, we could go.
I'll go down any route you want to go down. I mean, whatever you want to do. Oh, it's things I learned in 2020. She's a very nice little skirt walking around.
And right there,
well,
man.
There, she had a lot of clothes on in that one. I'm not used to that.
Right there, right there.
Yeah.
I'm
used to scantily clad, not like business smart.
What a haymaker line. What a haymaker line. That's Q Slaz's girlfriend.
Is it really? Good for Q Slaz. Good for him. I'll give him props. I won't crush him over that. Good get by Q Slaz.
Why are you not crushing him? All you've done is crush him.
Because when
you
I
called him a bum and a nerd and everything
else.
And
a bum.
And look at him now. Look at him now.
Good for him. I mean, he's still a nerd and a bum, and he won't call Isaiah Jackson an F-boy to his face like outside the arena of a basketball game. But good for him on that one. Once he doesn't make it to the NBA, she'll pivot. She'll pivot. 100% she'll pivot. She's like, wait.
Boy, it went from good for him to this.
Well, you know, you go to Iona, and then you go nowhere after that, and she's going to have a wondering eye.
Texas says, there was a 3-year span of my son's playing career where Okolona and Prairie Village would fight every All-Star championship.
Well, I believe that 100%, being from that area,
Texas says, dummies in Eastern Kentucky, Strebel, that equals BBN.
I was saying dummies from Eastern. I wasn't saying Eastern Kentucky's full of dummies. I just said they're dummies from Eastern Kentucky. They're dummies from Louisville. They're dummies from Southern Indiana. They're dummies from everywhere.
Hey, settle down about God's country.
Well, yeah.
Texas says, KSR Bar's having the office trivia night tomorrow night. Would you be available, Strebel? Biscuit, Blank, and Big Rig. How about that?
I'm not available tomorrow night, but it does sound like fun.
Texas says, Jamie thinks there wasn't an unruly parent because it was, in fact, him.
No, I've not been an unruly parent. No. I don't do that. I don't get too worked up.
Worked up. You don't.
No. Not over kid baseball, no. I'll cheer for positivity, but I'm not going to be like, get him out of here!
I'll cheer
get
for that, positivity.
Get that ump out of here!
Texas says, Strebel would rave over KSR FC.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't care.
Texas says, I played soccer in middle school. I went from chubby to sexy. How about that?
I mean, we talked about that before. I mean, I'll give soccer this credit. The guys that play soccer that I've seen, they all have perfect bodies. So if that's what soccer gets you, have at it, because they all have perfect bodies.
That is what it gets
you. They do. They're all cut and muscular and strong and thin.
Texas says, would Strebel call Q Slaz an F-boy to his face? No.
No, of course not. Just like he wouldn't call Isaiah Jackson.
Of course not.
Of course not. No.
437-9680. We mentioned the Reed Sheppard stuff earlier in the show. We talked a long time about that.
Yeah, we did.
The Reed Sheppard stuff. So you can go back and listen to that. I contend that Mac's not offering Reed Sheppard just to get in Cal's head. I think if Calipari offers him, it's fine. I think people in this area don't nearly care as much as Eastern Kentucky,
right,
or Callaway County or whatever it is.
Paducah.
About it, but we shall see what happens. We only have 2 years or so to figure that out. All right, so, Mitch, how do we do this next part here? How do we do this next part? Because it's a very tender subject.
It is.
Do you understand?
I see hurt feelings being had here.
Here is what's going on. Strebel, I mean, I don't want to say you lied. But you were like lock level close to line.
About what?
When you said you were going to go in and do Diener trivia.
Yeah, I still want to.
But understandable, but you're not going
to
do it.
I haven't done it yet because I hadn't been able to do it. I had things to do today.
Nothing to
like,
do today.
Yes, I did. What was I doing?
I have no idea. What
I
were you doing?
I told you what I was doing. I was listening to trivia.
Should I know? What were you doing?
I was getting like weed eater line and stuff so I could do my yard. I was at Meyer in the morning getting stuff to do in my yard.
That's Mitch, thank you for laughing.
And then last week, Kellen had a catcher's camp.
Okay,
last 2 weeks in a row, where I had things to do.
Any other time of the day?
Yeah, the catcher's?
Yes, he had to be there at 10 a.m.
I'm talking about going to Meyer's and picking up weed.
Weed eater line, yes. I had to get it done before I had to come do the show. It takes me a long time to do that. Plus, I had other things going on.
But if you always, like, if an excuse to not do a 20-minute radio segment is weed eater line from Meyer, we're done. You're never going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I couldn't do it today. Yeah, I've had stuff 2 weeks in a row where I've had to do things. I'm going to make it there. I'm going to do it.
Okay. We'll trust you, but it sounds like if there's literally nothing else in your life going on, then you'll consider
I'm not just doing considering trivia. It. I'm going okay. to do trivia.
Well, we have a long summer here.
We do. That's the thing. It's not like I have a day to do it. It's like I've got months. It's June. I've got the rest of this month, all of July,
half of August.
Yes, yeah, so plenty of time to do it.
Boy, your summer is just clicking away. Look at you.
It is. Day it's starting after, to bing, bing,
day
bing, bing.
Day after day. But the other thing here, and this is the problem, where I don't know what to do here, okay? Because I'm scared of this topic. I feel like Blank's going to get angry at us.
Well, he's already mad, so there's not really a lot more we can do here.
But I feel like a lot of people around the office think that potentially he was – I'm trying to get my dog to stop licking her wound, yeah. And it's just not working.
There she goes.
She's not happy. She's not happy.
No.
She's going to have to go cone of shame, and that's not going to be good. But it's one of those things, Strebel.
Yeah.
There were a couple questions.
I know.
That Blank was on the phone, and I don't know if he Googled or not. I know how you feel.
Yeah, I'm pretty strong in
my
thoughts
here. I think I know how Mitch feels.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There was an intern there. There was Process there and Biscuit there.
Yeah.
And they're all scared to talk about this.
Even though they think we know how they feel about it.
So they come to me, Andy, can you talk about it? Yeah. Someone's got to talk about it. And I say, well, let me give you 542 to talk about it.
Right.
And either that or Reed Shepard. Is Chris Mack and Cal, is he in Cal's head? Is Joel Justice in Cal's head?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Arizona State is great. So anyway, Mitch, what do we have here? Because there were a couple, if I'm not mistaken, there were a couple sound bites or a couple questions. So what do we need to do here?
So, yeah, I didn't really know how to cut this, so I just cut the questions that are in out that we need to review.
Okay.
And I just say we play whenever you want to stop and be like, hey, this might be a spot where, you know, a quick Google search is happening. We can stop it. So
again,
we just want to start with question number one.
Diener and Biscuit are in studio. Process is staring them in the eyes.
Right.
Blank is
he's offside. He's in Santa Claus.
Now, here's what I'll say to back Blank.
Okay.
I'm not saying if I were far away, knowing that I didn't know any of these answers, that I wouldn't look him up either.
Okay, which is fair.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Fair.
So I'm saying that on the front end,
but
okay?
But doesn't trivia have some type of integrity to it?
Well, that's the question.
The integrity question.
And I like the way, if you think he did, I don't even taint the audience here, that he kind of worked it in. That's an odd way for me to put that. Save that for the mixtape as well. So I don't know. I'm letting you guys make the decision.
All right.
To me, this is Diener needs to. He needs to talk about this at 7:03 tomorrow.
He does.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's becoming something.
Well, when people are running to me, Andy, you got to talk about it. What do we do here? What do we do?
Yeah. It's a subject.
I have to bring it to the air. Maybe not at 5:43, but here we are. Nonetheless.
Yeah. And if you don't want to listen to it, sorry, but bonus hour, we're leading off with Diener trivia. So.
Okay.
All right. Then you can really, really listen for yourself.
Why does the Process find a segment where they're talking about stuff? By the way, Coach Coop getting it done in Georgia.
Already?
5-star looking at him.
All
right. I mean, just tagged Coach
Coop.
It's not a big deal. Don't worry. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
No.
It's not a big deal. Yeah, not a big deal at all. It's not a big deal.
In 2002, the Montreal Expos traded Cliff Lee, Grady Sizemore, and Brandon Phillips to the Cleveland Indians in exchange for what all-star pitcher?
Did they trade for Pedro?
Pedro started.
He started there.
Started with the Expos, but he was traded in 97.
Okay, so they traded. You said Cliff Lee. Who was it? Who'd you say? No.
Cliff Lee, Grady Sizemore, and Brandon Phillips.
In 2002.
Okay, and I'm trying to get the comings and goings here. They traded.
The Expos traded those players to the Indians, and they in exchange got this player.
You said all-star pitcher?
All-star pitcher.
Man. Who was their closer? Didn't we ask this last week? Was there?
Well,
or was it?
I'm trying to think.
Question.
You know, of the pitchers. I know Pedro was already there in 02. He'd already been there and gone.
He's there and
so
gone at
Pedro.
That point. Yeah,
it's got to be. I'm trying to think of.
Was Cliff Lee on? He was later back on the Phillies, right?
Yeah, he was later on the Phillies.
Yeah.
45 seconds.
It wasn't CC Sabathia.
No, but it might have been Bartolo. It could have been Bartolo.
Man, rare that the Expos would have traded, you know, prospects for a player. That's why I'm trying to think of a reliever that, you know, would they do that to try to get somebody to close things out?
Trying to think of all-star pitchers in 2002 on the Indians, like, or right before that.
Yeah.
I
think Colon or
Juan Hernandez was there. Bartolo Colon was there. We had
LeVon Hernandez. He was in Cleveland, wasn't he? After the
I thought he was in Miami.
He was in Miami in '97. Yeah. But he was traded at one point or left in free agency.
Yeah.
Dennis Martinez would have been too old. That doesn't make sense.
El Presidente.
Dennis Martinez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been Bartolo. I mean, that's a flyer, but that's what I would go with, Bartolo.
Okay, so that a minute, so they're literally 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Part of me is giving Blank the benefit of the doubt there.
For me,
I don't know. Every time he talked, he brought up Bartolo Colon, which was the correct answer.
He brought up three separate times.
Yeah.
I understand.
And when the initial debate was going on with Diener and Biscuit.
I think he sells it. I think he's selling it. Well, could it be? That's how I would do it.
But here's my issue. Well, at the very end, when Process asked the question.
Okay.
And Diener and Biscuit are like throwing players back and forth. He's silent for about 45 seconds.
Right.
It's a long time. Then one of the first he names one player. No, I believe the first player he says is, he goes, well, maybe Bartolo, and then he backs it with another player. Well, maybe then and Mitch is right. And the next time, well, Colon maybe. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he's trying to sell it or Bartolo Colon was one of the few. So on that one, I'm actually benefit of the doubt to Blank.
This isn't
are
as
we calling it a wash.
I'm calling it a wash. I'm saying there's not enough there to convict.
This isn't as egregious as
okay. That's the next one. That's my belief. Okay. So the next one involves who now?
This is a question about the ABA.
This is the one that got me.
Okay.
This is immediately I was like, something's
the one.
Okay.
That...
Well, here's the thing. Multiple people in or around the Diener show. If he gets this one, it was referred to me. If he gets this one, the worry of him Googling.
Is real.
What was real?
Yeah,
okay,
it's a real thing.
All right, so go ahead again. I want to taint the jury pool. Go ahead and listen.
Who is the first player to be named ABA
I hope
MVP?
It was worth it, by the way,
say again.
Who's the first player to be named ABA MVP?
The first to be ABA MVP, not Artis Gilmore, right? Yeah. I mean, it can't be that.
No,
that wasn't the first year of it, right?
Get that money
there
right there for Biscuit.
What 9 years of it, right?
Yeah,
and Dr. J was the MVP at the end.
Yeah, and Gervin was until he wasn't there the first year. But those are the big guys. George Gervin played a couple years in the ABA before they went to the, or several years in the ABA before they went to the NBA. Gervin.
We need to phone a friend and get Lloyd Gardner.
Yeah, I know. Lloyd Gardner definitely knows the answer to that.
Back there in the
Dan Issel is in the back. It's not Issel, is it?
Right, that's what I was saying.
Wait a minute.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Wait a minute. Is it Issel?
Who else did Issel
play
with?
No, I don't think it was Issel because Issel.
Issel
was too young.
Who else did Issel play with?
Man, I do not know my ABA history.
I'm trying to remember.
Other than what Lloyd Gardner has taught me.
Blank's been very silent.
So
we're a minute
got
in.
Was, please tell me it's not Issel. Please tell me he wasn't. Is it MVP?
No, he's too young.
Okay. All right. Well, so where are we going with?
You're
going
to punt? Or you're going to do it?
We're not
going to
punt.
We're
at least going to give you maybe Artis Gilmore.
Okay.
So here's what I would do. I know it's Art. I know Artis was one. I know Dr. J was one. I don't think it's either one of them.
Yeah.
I know McGinnis was one.
I'm pretty sure Gervin won it. Gervin averaged 30 points a game.
You want to go with Gervin?
No, because I don't think he was there the first year.
I don't think Gervin did. I know Connie Hawkins, George McGinnis. And a guy named Daniel, but I can't remember his first name.
Okay.
One of those three is what I would say.
All right, so which one are we going with? Biscuit.
I don't know. Say the three you think it is, because my first instinct was... go ahead.
Go Hawkins, Daniels, or McGinnis.
I don't even know.
Hawkins.
Okay, yeah. Hawkins. You know his first name.
Hawkins?
Yeah.
Connie Hawkins is his name.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right, so that was 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
there were some sounds after he came up with those names. You heard a little.
What do you guys
he
think?
He totally Googled that. Because he was like, Artis Gilmore, Dr. J, Danis, and then all of a sudden it's out of nowhere. Hawkins, blah, 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 blah. I was like, where were they? Like, when you first started, like, thinking this out, like, those names weren't even, like, brought up.
I swear to you. I hate to out you. Your process texted me and goes, if he says Connie Hawkins, and dude, literally a minute later, he said Connie Hawkins and I about drove off the road.
Yeah,
and old,
man.
Dude, I swear to you, I almost drove off the road.
Did you hear the disinterest in Biscuit's voice as that went on?
I don't know. Well, he didn't know the answer.
No,
by the way, this guy that Coach Coop has on campus at Georgia,
yeah,
is the number 7 player in the country.
Not a big deal.
He is the guy. He is the recruit that when Coop was tweeting with him when he was at Louisville, and Maben and Rummage lost their minds.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
God bless you, Shamar Stewart. So you remember that.
Oh, that's great, Mitch.
I mean,
that
also,
is great.
It's pretty much the only reason why Georgia hired him, I think, too, is to get this
kid. Just get this guy?
Yeah.
Hey, it's worth, if you're paying him $160, it's worth it.
No kidding. Not only that.
For number 7 player in the country? Yeah, that's worth it. What position is he, by the way? I need to look
that
up.
I think it's defensive line.
DN. Officially, yeah, number 1 player in the nation, 5-star.
Dude's a beast.
He's a beast. And his cover photo's him at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And
would
yeah,
be great to be wanted like that. In anything.
Yeah, I mean, Louisville fans said that he could have visited you. He could have been, but he's not. That's not a big deal. Players like that just fall out of the sky for Sat. Fall out of the sky. He trips over him. And he's walking to work in the morning. Carrying his Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Trips over 5 stars. Whoops! Don't need Coach Coop. They're just coming out of the woodwork to go to the Ville. Flyville! But yeah, I think Blank cheated.
Mitch, what's that sound in our ear? Do you hear that, like a hum?
I think it was a car going down the
street. Oh, was it?
Yeah,
it was
I'm
a massive
sure.
hum.
Yeah,
what
it was a
was
car.
It?
Is it, I believe it was
cow.
A car. Just because as soon as that sound was going, I saw the car go.
Holy cow. That was the loudest car ever then.
Man, I don't know. I had several people text me today saying Blaine
Everybody.
Was cheating.
That one right there is
the
where.
One.
Listen.
Everything else
for me, it started
evidence.
With My Chemical Romance. Like, wait, it was like this was months and months ago where he just pulled My Chemical Romance.
You
got to
pick and
ass.
Choose. But here's the thing: if I were doing this, I would pick and choose.
Right.
It can't be too many because otherwise people are going to notice.
Oh no! Yeah,
so
you
it's got to be one here or there.
And that's where I think when he's silent, he's kind of getting the feel of Diener and Biscuit when they're discussing it, and if he gets the feeling of oh, they're not going to come up with an answer. That's where Blank swoops in and saves the day.
When he's in person, he doesn't give as many answers that are right.
So where are we a yes on this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think I texted you immediately after that.
Dude,
as well.
All I was doing was receiving texts.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
texts
it was
and
so
DMs.
Apparent.
That's what I was doing at 9:47
Nobody
when all this was going on.
Nobody knows who Connie Hawkins is. Nobody. Not a soul. Issel and Pratt know who Connie Hawkins is.
Don't get mad at us either. We're just playing judge here. We're criminal minds this.
I'm not even playing judge. I'm letting the audience choose.
But there was a, I don't know if it was a Diener sound or a Biscuit sound, but when he named that first name, there was a in the background like, oh boy. Yeah. That's a yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we have one more?
We do.
Okay. Now I can't remember this one.
I
got to be
remember.
Honest. I can't.
It may be a bad one. I just cut 3.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go.
Yeah. All right, who's the only NBA first overall pick drafted in the 1980s to never be named an All-Star?
Purvis?
Ooh.
Would it be Purvis Ellison?
I think so, 1989.
Yeah.
1989's Purvis Ellison, and I don't believe he ever was named an All-Star.
Yeah. Because the others are probably pretty good picks around because, you know, head guys are in college for a long time.
Robinson was 87. Yeah. Olajuwon. Yes, Olajuwon.
Olajuwon.
Yeah, he was number 1.
Ewing.
Jordan was number 3.
No, it's definitely Purvis.
Yeah.
It's Purvis. Definitely. Right. It's got to
yeah,
be Purvis.
Yeah, Purvis Ellison.
It's definitely well,
going
Purvis.
With Purvis?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Yeah, yeah, I didn't feel
there
like going
go.
Down the list.
So that was 42 seconds. I don't think
he cheated on that.
Okay.
One. Purvis Ellison, he knows
really,
his cards.
It's the Connie Hawkins ones.
The Connie Hawkins ones.
Fair enough. There it is.
The first one, I could be convinced the other way. Second one, definitely. Third one, absolutely benefit of the doubt. I think he knew that, 100%. But there might be a little trivia boat rocking here.
boat rocking?
Rocking the boat.
What does that mean?
A little bit of a dispute. Rocking the boat a little bit.
Texas says, Blank's Googling. I think Biscuit is legit.
Biscuit is
Biscuit
legit.
Biscuit was shaken today.
You could hear it in his voice. I'm telling you.
I'd have put my arm around him. And,
did you have to console him a little bit?
Yeah, rub his back a little bit.
A little shoulder to cry on.
A little shoulder to cry on. Yeah. Something like that.
I can see that. Yeah, he takes it very seriously.
Texas says Coach Coop's getting that kid's bag.
Could have been at Louisville. Could have been at Louisville.
I love when fans act like other fans are going to care. Hey, you got this really awesome player. You gave him the bag. Like, good.
Good. Thank you.
Good. Just don't get caught.
Yeah, absolutely. But if he would have got him at Louisville, it would have been pure. There would have been no bag exchange at all.
Texas says a Louisville man never cheats at trivia.
Well.
Texas says, Big Rig sleeps till 11 every day. Yeah, busy schedule.
I don't sleep till 11 every day.
Texas says, who the hell goes to Meijer for lawn equipment?
It was down the street, and it was weed eater line dope. It wasn't like I was buying a tractor. I wasn't going to I wasn't buying horse feed. I bought weed eater for
a... You buying a rabbit?
No, I wouldn't buy anything. It was weed eater line. I mean, who goes to Meijer to buy weed eater line? You got to go to Ace Hardware. You got to go to Tractor Supply. That's the only place you can get weed eater line. You can't go to Meijer. Buffoon.
Texas says, you guys need to run the dad a Blank at the station versus Blank calling in.
I think there's something to that.
100%. We need to go give that intern, the kid from, I can't remember his name, and you don't know his name either. He's a good intern. He lives here locally, goes to West Virginia.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
Moon Mullins.
But he was smirking at the trivia.
I'm telling you,
he
man.
He was smirking. When I walked in, I just saw a smirk on Ian Process's face, and it made me happy.
Just so Blanket Baker knows, don't get mad. A lot of people are saying this. This is not the take. Many people are saying this.
Yeah. It's really the Connie Hawkins one.
The Connie Hawkins one that sent it over the edge.
That's the one. Yeah. That's not the Purvis one, but that one.
No.
Texas says, Jamie needs to get in on trivia to hold Blank accountable.
Well, if he shows up, that's the thing. If I show up and he shows up, that's fine. But if I show up and he's remote, I'm not doing it. It's tainted because I don't know what he's doing in Santa Claus.
I think the point would be if you joined, he wouldn't. And he's doing it to help them.
Oh,
I
really?
I think if you joined, it'd be you, Biscuit, Diener, and Process. That would be the lineup.
I think Biscuit. I mean, not Biscuit. I think Blank Baker would try to get on that, too.
Texas says, LMAO, Strebel goes to Meijer for lawn care.
It's weeder line. It's not lawn care. They have a whole section that's home and garden, and it's weeder line for $8. Do you have special weeder? Does your weeder take special line from Lowe's only? I just put it in my Ryobi electric weed eater.
Your
and
what?
Go.
Your what?
Ryobi. Sorry, that's the brand.
Oh, okay.
It's an electric weed eater. Ryobi. Put the line in, zip it on, boom, done. It doesn't have to be special. Man, these people are stupid. They really. Inanna Meijer. Shut up. Where do you get your milk, sir? Do you get it at a gas station or Kroger? Where do you go? You can't get your milk at a gas station.
These stupid things that get you fired up. It's just such a silly thing
to
get you fired
up. Being silly, not me.
Well, I don't know why that bothers you. It shouldn't bother you.
Because they're snooty over weed eater line. Something that no one should be snooty over. And you got snooty people over weed eater line. It baffles me. I ain't better than you because I don't go to Meijer to get my weed eater line. I'm better. I'm a better human being. I'm a real man. You can't be a real man if you get your weeder line at Meijer, Mitch. I hope you know that. Write it down in your book of truths.
What's he doing right now? I have no – what an odd way to end the show.
Yeah, I just want to end the show.
I'm just looking at him right now. I don't know what to do. I'm just looking at him. What a way to end today's show.
Press my button.
I don't know why that pressed your buttons.
It did.
Bonus hour next.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.